In August 2003, the Pentagon sent General Miller to conduct a 10-day review of prison facilities in Iraq. While there, he talked directly to junior commanders and gave them copies of a manual of procedures used at Guantanamo. Although he has repeatedly claimed that he instructed American officers in charge of the Iraqi prisons that the Geneva Convention did apply there, even if not in Guantanamo, much harsher procedures began to be implemented at Abu Ghraib soon after his departure. According to Brigadier General Janice L. Karpinski, then commandant at Abu Ghraib, Miller came up there and told me he was going to gitamize the detention operations. On September 14, 2003, a month after General Miller had returned to Cuba, General Ricardo Sanchez, the commander of all U.S. forces in Iraq, signed a memo putting Miller's program at Guantanamo into general practice. Sanchez authorized 29 interrogation techniques, including 12 that exceeded limits in the Army's own field manual, and 4 that he admitted probably violated international law, the Geneva Conventions, and accepted standards on the humane treatment of prisoners. Sanchez's highly classified memo was released to the public only after a Freedom of Information suit by the ACLU. On the basis of this memo, the ACLU formally asked Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez to investigate Sanchez, whom Hispanic Magazine had just named as 2004's Hispanic of the Year, for perjury. In an appearance before the Senate Armed Services Committee on May 19, 2004, General Sanchez had said under oath, "I never approved any of those measures to be used at any time in the last year." Needless to say, nothing came of the ACLU's request, and the Army soon exonerated General Sanchez of all responsibility for the horrors of Abu Ghraib. Nonetheless, on May 2, 2006, the ACLU released a new document it had obtained from the Inspector General of the Defense Intelligence Agency under a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. Dated May 19, 2004, the same day as Sanchez's Senate testimony, and marked secret, the document reports an earlier official investigation into General Sanchez's role in the Abu Ghraib abuses. It says that he had ordered military interrogators to go to the outer limits to extract information from prisoners, adding that HQ, headquarters, wanted the interrogators to break the detainees. On March 22, 2004, after 17 months at Guantanamo, General Miller was put in charge of Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. He did not stay there long, however, because on November 24, 2004, he was reassigned to be Assistant Chief of Staff for Installation Management for the Army, a desk job back in the Pentagon. On July 1, 2004, the Pentagon also relieved General Sanchez after 15 months as the top general in Iraq and returned him to his old assignment as commander of the Army's 5th Corps in Germany.